This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's episode 241 of Crack the Customer Code. And we ate this episode with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Do you know what your most important customer touch points are? Do you even know how to find out? Touch points within the customer journey help define a lot of moments, both good and usually not so good. So first, let's agree to what a touch point actually is. According to Wikipedia, this is the definition. Touch point, also contact point, point of contact, is business jargon for any encounter where customers and business engage to exchange information, provide service, or handle transactions. Well, yes and no, Wikipedia. Touch points are those experiences and interactions customers have with your brand. Everything from seeing an advertisement to receiving an invoice to every single thing in between and beyond in their journey. Customer touchpoints, in general, are not often understood for what they really are or appreciated from the customer's perspective. Therein lies the problem, folks. They are more than business jargon. They are meaningful only if and when the company understands them as a whole inventory and as individual opportunities to improve the customer experience. Understanding your customers' current situations and what drives them toward loyalty or defection is the first step in delivering a superior customer experience. Understanding the actual touch points your customers have with your organization is a basic part of that understanding. And yet, most organizations, when defining their customer touch points, list things like billboards, websites, customer communications, customer service centers. And the challenge with viewing touchpoints this way is this approach often assumes two things about the customer. Number one, that this customer has been in a linear and direct relationship with the organization. And number two, that this customer reads and engages with these touchpoints in meaningful ways. In short, an examination of touchpoints is often entirely company-focused. Sometimes it is so company-focused, the touchpoints are categorized by the org chart, marketing, operations, billing, etc. Instead, I challenge you to go back to your organization and take an inventory of touchpoints from the customer perspective. One of the best ways to do this is to start by thinking like the customer and using I statements about them. Instead of talking about search, site, and mobile, talk about I have a need. I'm going to look up a service online from that customer's perspective. Instead of talking about online chat, say I use online chat to engage because I have a real question. Put yourself in the customer's shoes as much as you can by using these I statements. Of course, this is a simplified version of what it takes to identify meaningful touch points. Other considerations should include who your customers actually are, what channels are most popular, and other data points. But here's another thing to remember. Channels are not touch points. Channels are your view as the company and are a way to understand where customers come from and how they interact with you. Touch points are more precise and specific. Online could be a channel. Online chat and somebody using it specifically for a question, that's a touch point. It can take a long time. Taking a comprehensive and thorough inventory of your touch points can be challenging and it can take a long time, several months in some cases. But if you categorize things from that customer's perspective against your channel strategy, your company perspective, you can have a clear vision of where your priorities should lie. It becomes obvious that while your online channel is working pretty well, your in-store experience is suffering due to lack of care. By creating a customer-centric vision for the future, you can continue to track what is working for your customers and what simply isn't. Experiences today evolve so quickly, and it's easy to be left behind. Understanding these specific touch points could actually help you stay ahead in very meaningful ways. So don't wait, start today. Look at your customer touch points and how you can improve them. Thank you so much for listening to Crack the Customer Code, a proud member of the C-Suite Radio family. Make sure to learn more about Adam at Customers That Stick and connect with me and my team of customer experience investigators who conduct touchpoint inventories at 360connext.com. That's Connext, E-X-T. Until next time, take care of yourself and take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.